Good morning. Well, we are going to get you grounded for the day. So before we start, just reach up and take your arms overhead and just stretch your body out long. And then just settle in wherever you are. And before we dive in, we're going to get you in the parasympathetic or relaxed branch of your nervous system, because today is a new day. So whatever worries you woke up with just now, or whatever is on your to-do list for the day, just let that all be there and come back to right now. Come back to starting your day outright and forget what you didn't get done yesterday or what you need to get done today. And let's just set you up for peace and calm in your head and your heart so that you can approach today to the best of your abilities. So let's just calm your nervous system, because we become whatever we practice. So this includes our state or the frequency at which we are operating, how we're feeling moment to moment, day to day, and the response it's eliciting on a mind, body, brain level. So where are your brain and nervous system living? And that's why we're going to start to shift that state first thing right now before we do anything else. So if you're in bed, sitting in a chair, a couch, just find your breath. And every time you breathe in, I want you to picture your belly expanding like a big balloon, and picture your belly filling up with air. And every time you breathe out, just picture all of that air releasing, and keep that going. So breathe in, your belly's gonna expand like a big balloon. And every time you breathe out, that belly contracts, and picture all of that air releasing. And keep that going. And we're gonna add elements of your sensory system, because your nervous system cannot tell the difference between a real and an imagined experience. So every time you breathe in, I want you to picture a cool, crisp, blue, pepperminty air. And every time you breathe out, just picture it's a red, hot, fiery, cinnamony air. And let's just slow that down. Let's breathe it in for four counts. It's a cool, crisp, blue, pepperminty air. And every time you breathe out for four counts, picture a red, hot, fiery, cinnamony air. And keep that going, and let's take it to a box breath. So you're gonna breathe it in for four counts. It's a cool, crisp, blue, pepperminty air. Hold it for four counts. Breathe it out for four counts. It's a red, hot, fiery, cinnamony air. And hold it for four counts. And just do a couple of box breaths right now. And just finish that last box breath that you're on, and just come back to an even in breath and an even out breath. And keep your breathing going, and we're going to switch to your cranial nerve. So there's 12 nerves in total, covering your head, your face, your neck, your hairline, your jawline, all of it. So just take your hands and scratch, massage, tap, touch, whatever feels good. And just cover the entire surface area of your head, your face, your neck. Notice where you might feel stress or tenderness, and just spend a little bit of extra time there. And take one last pass over the fascia and the nerves that are covering your head, your scalp, your neck, and just bring your arms down by your side. As we move into the final part of our parasympathetic, which is isometric squeezes. So you're gonna start by making a fist with your feet, and squeeze it for 5 seconds. Ready, go for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, release, and whoosh, just imagine blood and oxygen moving to your feet. staying down at your feet. Let's extend from the ankles. Point those toes away from you. Lengthen from the ankle. Go for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Release and whoosh. Imagine blood and oxygen moving to the ankles. Staying right there, you're gonna flex from the ankles. Bring those toes back towards your knees, creating an angle in your ankle. Go for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Release and whoosh. Imagine blood and oxygen moving to your feet and ankles. Next, we're gonna push your heels into the ground so that you engage your hamstrings, engage the back of your legs. Ready and go for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and whoosh. Just imagine blood and oxygen moving to the back of your legs. Next, we're moving to your glutes, the biggest muscles in your body. So tuck your pelvis up and under and squeeze your glutes. Ready, go for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Release and whoosh. Imagine blood and oxygen moving to your glutes. Next, we're gonna move into the abdominal wall region. So come on up like you're coming up for a crunch, but stop when you feel that abdominal wall engage. Ready, and go for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Release and whoosh. Just imagine that blood and oxygen moving to the extremities. Next, we're gonna scrunch your shoulders up towards your ears. Get all of that tension out of your traps. Ready, and go for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Release and whoosh. Just imagine blood and oxygen moving to your traps. Next, you're gonna take your arms overhead into a Y or a T position, wherever you feel the biggest stretch. Squeeze those shoulder blades back behind you. Open up from the chest to feel that stretch in your chest. Ready, and go for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Release and whoosh. Just imagine blood and oxygen moving to your chest. Next, you're gonna make a fist with your hands. Leave your thumbs outside the fist pack while you squeeze all the muscles in your face. So face and fists. Ready, and go for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Release and whoosh. Just imagine blood and oxygen moving to your hands and face. Next, you're gonna squeeze every muscle in your body, hands, face, feet, fist, you name it. Ready, and go for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Release, breathe it out. Breathe it back in. Last but not least, you're gonna open your eyes and your mouth as wide as you can. Eyes and mouth as wide as you can. Ready, and go for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Release and whoosh. Imagine blood and oxygen going to your face. Beautiful. Now just come back to your breath. And just remember, your nervous system is in a state regardless of whether you're aware of it or not. So we've got to influence this little by little, moment by moment, day by day. And that's exactly what you just did. Now keep coming back to that breath and just switch your mind and brain as we are now going to brainwash you for peace and gratitude. And if you do this and feel this every single day, your brain will transform and your brain will just think more like this. And on those days that you feel off or you feel stressed or defeated, your brain will tell you that you don't have time for what you're doing right now. But those are the days to especially come back to influencing your nervous system, influencing your brain and your thoughts, and setting yourself up and your day up for peace. So again, we become whatever we practice. So now we're gonna switch over to our recipe of thoughts, okay? And your recipe and whatever it is you are feeding yourself, okay? Is it what you do like and what you do want and you do have and you are creating and what's available to you? Or are you focusing on what you don't like, you don't have, you don't want? What are you practicing, thinking, and focusing on? Let's shift that right now, okay? Starting with the past. Now, I just want you to quiet your mind and think about it, or you can write it down, but just think of 3 to 5 things right now from your past that you want to pay tribute to in gratitude because it made you who you are. Thank you that that happened. I'm grateful that this happened or that happened because it made me who I am, or it forced me to become who I became. So right now, just think of 3 to 5 things from your past that you are grateful for or that you can be grateful for. Now we're going to move to the present. I want you to think of 3 to 5 things that you have in your life right now that is happening or that you are doing or you are becoming, or maybe just give thanks to people or places or things or lessons you're learning. What can you be thankful for right now? Just take a moment and think of 3 to 5 things that you can be thankful for, grateful for right now. And last but not least, the future. 3 things to be thankful in advance for. Thank you in advance for my food freedom. Thank you in advance for feeling more and more peace and acceptance each day. Thank you in advance for becoming who I need to become in order to live as this healthy, happy woman that I'm committed to becoming. So what are you creating? What are you stepping into? Maybe it's the same thing you were grateful in advance for yesterday, but you need to hear it again. Just take a moment and think of 3 to 5 things that you can be thankful or grateful for in advance. Beautiful job. Don't overthink it. Remember, these thoughts, this repetition of focus, it's happening either way. And that's why we want to just influence this little by little, moment by moment, day by day. And of course, we become what we practice. So let's shift the stories that you're telling yourself. And before we end this daily ritual, I want to leave you with intentions around the stories that you're going to tell yourself today. And remember, your stories are this collective account of whatever stories you either heard about yourself or you're telling to yourself or about yourself. So what collective story are you telling yourself? Are you telling yourself data stories and telling yourself truth and speaking in reality? Or are you speaking in drama stories and self-criticism or adding story or meaning where you are adding shame or blame or judgment? So as you go through your day, just decide right now to imagine putting on those data drama goggles, where all I want you to do is become aware and notice the drama and bring yourself back to the data. Notice the drama, bring yourself back to the data. Wash, rinse, repeat over and over again as you go throughout your day. And just radically commit to becoming a master drama detector today and a master data collector. Do that consistently and you'll feel that your brain starts rewiring just to think like that. But also, there will be data that you don't like, or it makes you sad or ashamed, or maybe it causes you to feel self-rejection or self-condemnation, and you don't have to like the data. But I invite you to accept it even when you don't like it. And to do that, you'll want to borrow this belief, okay? I don't have to like the data or the feeling, but the sooner I can accept it, the sooner I can move on. Because when I argue with reality, I suffer. And I invite you to refuse to become a victim to your data or your circumstances, and refuse to take yourself down that rabbit hole of creating your own suffering. And the easiest way to do that is to borrow this belief. I don't have to like the data or have to like that this happened or like that I feel shame or whatever. I don't have to like the data. But the sooner I can accept that this is what's happening, the sooner I can move on, because when I argue with reality, I suffer. And remember, thoughts you practice over and over again, they become your beliefs, and beliefs shape your behaviors. So if you want to change your behaviors or your habits, you've got to start at your thoughts and your beliefs. And remember, these data or drama thoughts are happening either way, so you've got to start influencing it little by little, day by day. It becomes a matter of what you feed. Now, before we end this morning ritual, I just want you to think of one word or intention to reverse engineer today. Maybe it's peace or calm. Maybe it's strength or power. Maybe it's just being awake and intentional and mindful. Maybe it's just compassion and grace with yourself, and you need to remember to be patient and gentle with yourself. Maybe you need something else entirely. So just ask yourself, what do I need today? What would serve me? And just think of that one thing that would support the day that you want to have, and picture it and breathe into it and just commit to coming back to that and reverse engineering that as you go about your day. And I'll just leave you with this. Whatever does or doesn't happen today, whatever circumstances you're faced with, please, please, please remember, it's not your circumstances or the data that matters. It's who you become in the face of it and how you respond to those circumstances that makes the biggest difference. So choose to actively respond today to just whatever happens. Choose it now, declare it now, and just keep coming back to that, knowing that today, all you can do is all you can do. Just do your best, not someone else's best, your version of your best today, whatever that looks like. So let's just take one last stretch overhead, one last deep breath in, one last deep breath out, and go start your day.